I've been at the scene most of this morning. I've been with the PSNA and with local residents in relation to what has been a shocking revelation that a device was fired through a window of a bungalow in the Melmount Villas area, to which a person very quickly within the house lifted it and fired it over the fence. It landed in what we call the plot pad area, just behind Melmount Villas, but between Melmount Villas and the neighbouring health centre that services the community. So it turns out that the device was lying there for some time before it became, before an alert was raised with the PSNA, or before the PSNA were made aware of it. That is the shocking part, because this is an area that many, many local residents, mainly elderly, vulnerable, disabled people, travel. It's a flat pad area where people would travel to access their homes or visit neighbours or go to the local shop. And there have been children also walking here. So for the best part of a day yesterday, people were travelling along this area when there was a potentially dangerous and life-threatening device lying along this area. So the details of this are becoming more shocking as the day emerges. But I know that the PSNA have been there and have been there since last night, have just finished the scene just before 12 o'clock, and they too expressed some deep concern about the potential danger this posed to the lives of the local residents in the area.
So the situation has been resolved somewhat in that the security alert has in fact ended now.
Well, the situation certainly has come to a close in terms of the immediate threat, or the threat per se on the local community. Whilst this seems to be or seems to have been a targeted approach, which is completely horrifying, it ended up being a threat and an attack on the entire community, because the device ended up being in a wide open space that any potential child or person could have accessed or walked by and not known what it was. That is the big concern for me. But there's many, many unanswered questions, and I intend to seek a meeting with the PSNA to come through some of these questions, because many of the residents will be asking them also just about how this has remained in an area for so long. How dangerous was it? Was it extremely viable? Had the potential to end life? And if it did, do they know who potentially could be behind this? But we also need to send out as a community, and I certainly will be sending out a very strong message as the local MLA for this area, that we will not stand back and allow this to continue any longer. We cannot stand back and allow anybody to pose any threat over the lives of our residents, particularly in an area where we have so many elderly, vulnerable and disabled people. We live in 2017. There is no place for any attack or anybody setting any such device or posing any threat upon the life of another human being. And we will be unanimous in ensuring that we stand very solid in ensuring that we condemn these acts. But the police have a huge task ahead of them in ensuring that they get to the bottom of this investigation to find out who exactly are the perpetrators, what are their agenda, and what did they hope to achieve by doing what they had done? Because certainly they haven't achieved anything but terrorising a local community and many, many local residents who will be very concerned about the events that unfolded in the last 24 hours.